Good evening. I'm Erin McGrody with the KUAC Newsminer Update. Warmer than normal temperatures are expected across Alaska next month. National Weather Service Climate Science and Services Manager Rick Toman says that the October outlook is from the agency's Climate Prediction Center.
All of the state better than 50% chance for significantly warmer for the month as a whole. Doesn't mean every day is going to be warm, but a very strong forecast from the Climate Prediction Center for all of Alaska in October.
Toman says the probability is especially high for the state's northwestern coastal region.
Better than 80% chance that temperatures will wind up much above normal. And that is the first time ever that the Climate Prediction Center has used probabilities that high anywhere in the United States.
Toman says the forecast and level of confidence reflect extreme ocean conditions.
The dramatic loss of sea ice in the Chukchi and Beaufort Seas over the last few years compared to the historical period. Also, sea surface temperatures in the Bering and Chukchi Sea are extremely warm again this year, even warmer than last year.
Toman says the ice went out so early last spring, especially in the Chukchi Sea, that there was a month or more of solar warming than normal. While there are direct effects for coastal communities, Toman says areas far from the sea, deep in the state's interior, can also be impacted this fall.
That warmer water allows for more moisture to be available in the atmosphere. So if the storms come along, they can take advantage of that additional moisture coming up off of the sea surface, potentially bring more precipitation. Of course, in October in interior Alaska, that could be snow.
Toman also points to another factor in play, the forecast of an El Nino, which historically have made the interior warmer than normal. In the near term, however, the forecast is for wet weather to be pushed out of the interior. Weather Service meteorologist Jim Brader says the region is forecast to transition from clouds and rain to clear skies.
Looking for a high-pressure ridge, which is over the eastern Pacific and Gulf of Alaska, to build over the interior of Alaska from Wednesday into the weekend. And it looks like it's going to be a pretty strong high-pressure ridge.
Brader says the clear skies will bring daytime high temperatures in the 50s with freezing lows overnight. The Army Corps of Engineers has proposed a project to reinforce the Chena River Lakes flood control levee and dam system that protects Fairbanks during high water events. Project manager Julie Anderson says it's aimed at addressing high water erosion that could threaten the earthen levee and Moose Creek Dam.
Back in 2009, after Hurricane Katrina, the Corps of Engineers went through and looked at the risk of all their dams, and Moose Creek Dam was one that they identified that might need some further study because there were some ways that the dam might not respond well if we had extreme water events.
Anderson says a subsequent study looked at ways to prevent water from eroding gravels, sand, and silt in the levee. She says the proposed solution is to cut a channel down the center of the levee and fill it with cement.
Going probably about 10 feet to 15 feet below the foundation and mixing in cement so that it forms a wall.
Anderson says the reinforcement would focus on sections of the levee surrounding the Moose Creek Dam.
It's going to be about 4.5 miles. It starts about where the Burroughs feed booth is, goes to the control works, and then other side of the control works all the way to the north abutment.
The estimated $120 to $150 million project is expected to take 4 years to complete. The proposal is available for public comment through October 19th. Anderson says if approved, 2.5 years of design and work to put together a contact package would follow before construction begins. There's been another fatal aircraft accident in the interior. Alaska State Troopers report that 67-year-old Carl David Oberg was killed when a Regal Air Surface Cessna 2006 he was piloting went down in the Alaska Range near Rainy Pass yesterday. Troopers say Oberg was the only person aboard the plane, which crashed before 6 last night and was located by the Alaska Rescue Coordination Center. They say a recovery team flew Oberg's body to Joint Base Elmendorf Richardson in Anchorage for transfer to the state medical examiner. For more on tonight's stories and others, go to newsminer.com or kuac.org. I'm Erin McGrady.